Jason Gialetti, named one of North America's top 50s. That's right. Connecticut Economic Resource Center Vice President of Business Recruitment, Jason Gialetti, has been named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. The 2018 list, developed by Consultant Connect, a consulting agency designed to bridge the gap between economic developers and site consultants, was announced this past week. So the first thing I'm going to do is say, congratulations, Jason. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm great. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Boy, I'll tell you, what an honor.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere, and I was very excited to receive the award on behalf of, you know, the state of Connecticut and draw some attention positively to what's happening here and what we're able to do nationally to draw attention positively to the state of Connecticut.
Well, tell us, just what did you have to do? I mean, this is a big award. This is huge, and I'm glad that we were able to get you on the program.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, no, it ultimately reflects the work that we've been doing here in Connecticut to raise the profile of what's happening in Connecticut, the growth in some of our key industries, what we've been able to do to attract business to the state and make this a place that businesses want to come to do business. So it's ultimately building those relationships with folks around the country to highlight all the assets we have here and really get them to take serious consideration as Connecticut as a place to do business. So it came from that. It came from providing as best of the customer service as we can and ensuring that, you know, we really continue to distinguish Connecticut.
Now, you know, it is changing here, and
yes.
Hartford is starting to change, and some of the things that we used to have are starting to come back. So here you come into the picture now, and you must have some pretty darn good ideas, too. Do you see the changes that are coming about?
We do. We definitely do. It's amazing that level of entrepreneurship that is really critical going forward. If we're going to attract and keep young people here in particular, we're going to attract new ideas, you know, we're going to feed into our traditional industries, that it's critical. And we're seeing it. Hartford is one example, New Haven, Stanford. It's amazing what's coming around the state in terms of the level of interest that young folks have. They're finding it much more affordable than going to those major cities that are around us and other parts of the country, and they're seeing that the opportunities are here. You know, we might have been a little bit late to this game, but we're literally stepping up in a tremendous way. We're getting national recognition. We're getting larger partners to come in and participate, support these activities, foster that behavior. And ultimately, it's drawing more attention. And ultimately, hopefully, we keep these companies here in Connecticut as they take off and, you know, become the next Amazon.
Well, Jason, I grew up in Connecticut and remember Hartford in many different ways. But I'll tell you one thing that really hit me, and this was not so long ago, the number of young people. There was a huge bank in downtown Hartford. There's many banks, but this was a big one. And now it has got young people, husband and wives, and it's starting to grow again. And they're in town, they being the builders, building more. So this is what we need, as you just mentioned.
That's it. It's all about that. If we can show them there's opportunity here, we can show them there's jobs for them, we can show them we can create an environment that's attractive to grow their family here, they will dig in those roots, and they'll do it. I grew up in Connecticut as well, and I remember varying stages of Connecticut, and definitely I'm excited to see what's coming now, and kind of we're just at the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's so much more opportunity here, and the more we can continue to attract new business to invest here, the more that we'll be successful long term.
Jason, again, I just want to get, when you wrote this, when you put this out,
yes,
what was the driving force? I mean to be in the top 50. Come on here.
It's ultimately, you know, providing the best level of customer service you can to every single person you work with. And that's my philosophy. That's our philosophy as an organization at CERC, the state of Connecticut. We take that same approach. We have to do everything we can to overcome any hurdles we have. So ultimately, it's providing that level of service. It's reflected in what we do. And ultimately, I think people see that. They feel the energy. They want to be part of what we're pitching to them. And that's hopefully what came through. And it was great to be recognized in this capacity.
Well, Jason, I've never met you, but I hear your voice. Jason Gialetti is my special guest, And he's a vice president of business recruitment. And Jason has been named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. But you know what also helps you? It's the way you talk. I mean,
Well, thank you.
It is. I mean, you sound excited. You sound like you love what you do.
I do. And I hope that comes true because it's a passion of mine. I love where I am. I love what I'm doing. I love bringing folks here and seeing the results. You know, ultimately, it helps all of us. And it helps, you know, I'm a resident here. I have a family here. I want to see this state be successful long term and continue to grow and prosper as it should.
Do you find that you've got the young folks that are coming in, that they are seeking adventure, they are seeking something new that they can live with and love?
Yeah, it is. It's a holistic package. You got to be able to provide them entertainment. You got to be able to provide them opportunity, places to you know, dine, places to frequent for entertainment. But at the same point, foster an environment where they have access to industry, access to the partners and players they want to participate with, because ultimately that drives their business. And if it can drive their business, they're going to have plenty of things to do in the afternoon and evenings.
How long, actually, have you been doing what you're doing?
So at the Connecticut Economic Resource Center, I've been here now just over 3 years. So it's an active role. We came in looking to build this practice area and make it something nationally known, and we've started to take those steps. So the more we can do this, I'm looking forward to continuing to do this for a long time.
Basically, what are some of the things that you do build and that you want to build?
So ultimately, I want to kind of continue to build Connecticut as that destination for business, especially technology-related business. We have some amazing companies here doing things, UTC, Sikorsky, some of these companies that are here. They're great in the big brands, but there's all the technology that's going into what they're developing, and that's ultimately what I think the growth for us is. The more we can attract folks to feed into that supply chain, the more we can attract the technologies that are going into those types of machines and those type of equipment, that's the bread and butter of Connecticut. It's high tech. We're an advanced workforce, so we need to ultimately attract the research and development type of jobs. Those are what's going to grow us, because that innovation and stuff like that, it's going to feed the ecosystem. But the more we can attract these high-end jobs, the more we'll see Connecticut succeed.
You know, when we get to where you want us to get, plus we've got a state that is one of the most beautiful states. I mean, really, when you stop to think about it, and it's not that big, it's not that large, but if you get that combination together, can you imagine what we're going to have in another 5 years and then grow and grow and grow?
Oh, I agree 100%. It is something, traveling around the country for what I do for work, you definitely get to see other parts of the country. You know, cities might be great in its own location. As soon as you leave that city, it's nowhere near as beautiful as what we have across the entire state of Connecticut. So agree wholeheartedly there. We really have it in all aspects. You know, the cities are growing. The suburbs are a destination for folks that really want to grow with their family, educate their children. It really has all the assets.
Well, Jason, I'm so happy that we were able to get you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. It wasn't easy, but we got you.
And I'm here, and I'm happy to be here, and it's exciting to continue to put Connecticut out front and make sure we continue to get the investment that we deserve.
Well, thanks a million. Jason Gialetti, Connecticut Economic Resource Center.